This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. Seattle catches some of the Alaska fishery's best bites each year at the annual Symphony of Seafood. It's a competition hosted by the Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation meant to promote the state's value-added seafood products. This year, there are 18 entries in the mix, including a Kenai Peninsula company. Alaskans makes wild fish skin treats out of Kenai and has a storefront in Soldotna.
I think we have a superb product. I know that I'm probably biased. Well, I am.
Sarah Erickson is the owner of Alaskans. That's skins with an I.
But I mean, also, I think we really do because we're using it for pets and they're getting the full benefit of using something that we normally throw away.
Symphony of Seafood divides competitors into several categories, like retail, food service, and people's choice. Alaskans treats were one of the 5 entries in the Beyond the Plate category.
Not for human consumption, but obviously you can. I mean, it is, you know, we take great care to make sure it's a food grade. You know, if your kid eats it, it's going to, you know, your child will be fine. In fact, super healthy.
Event organizers say they're excited about Beyond the Plate because it challenges entrants to use every part of the resource in their products. Erickson says that's important to her company.
It was a natural fit for us because that's what this whole thing is about anyway. Alaska seafood, growing at commercial fishing, seeing all that waste of skins. I always knew that one day I wanted to do something with it.
She buys a lot of her fish skins from local processors. It's a part of the fish many just throw out, so she'll pay plants to save them.
So then they come in big boxes like this. So the processors will take the skins, they package them up. We have halibut and cod here. We've used all of our salmon already, but we store them here in the freezers. And then, thankfully, in Alaska, the outdoors becomes our freezer as well.
Erickson and plant manager Patrick Hager then prep the skins before laying them out into rolls and strips. On Monday, Hager's rolling up halibut skins. Erickson's doing cod. Then into the dehydrators they go for 15 hours at a time. The process itself is consistent across species of fish.
But even more, what I'm more dependent on is which processing plant is actually skinning the fish for whatever client. So processing plants up here, let's say Costco, they're providing all the Costco fish, and Costco has asked for skin off, or they do every year of cod. So cod is easy to get for me, or easier. Halibut is pretty much the same. I can get a large supply of halibut. Salmon, though, however, isn't so easy because whenever you get fish, people like to have the skin on the sockeye salmon.
The pandemic has complicated operations at fish processors. Erickson says that's been a challenge for Alaskans as well.
And then this year, they just, I think also because they had a hard time from what I've heard from the plant managers, finding employees to work, that they didn't run the skin off canned line as well. They did canned pink salmon, but not the skin off.
This season, they had to buy full salmon and skin them on their own. They're using the meat for treats, preparing it in a smoker outside the plant. Another factor is the health of the fishing season. Erickson says the inventory is impacted by how well the commercial fleet does. They're all obstacles that come with the territory of using wild fish, Erickson says. She hopes the judges at Symphony of Seafood see the value in the product that she does. She came to Seattle with the whole lot.
So we did the big bag of the holes of halibut, salmon, and cod, the holes, and then also the hand rolls. We also did our CBD line, which is CBD is the halibut and cod.
A panel of judges will announce the winners of the competition Friday. Regardless of the results, Erickson says she wants Alaskans to get its name out there. She's back in Alaska now after spending part of the week at the competition. Waterbody, a Wrangell-based skincare company, and Prince William Sound Sea Salt also had products in the mix for the same category. Past Beyond the Plate winners include fish skin jewelry and, in 2018, cod skin dog treats. The winners move on to Juneau and then Boston for the National Seafood Excellence Awards. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Thanks for tuning in.